I was at Hamble from 42 to 46. I started off as a cadet, I suppose, although we weren't called cadets. And I, after 2 years, I was made first officer, and I remained first officer for all the time, which is quite a high rank. But it so happened at Hamble, it was a pool of girls only, right from the CO down to the nurse who was in the medical section. I think probably 25. And so we were kept very busy. I flew aeroplanes into different airfields where they were wanted. Each day at Hamble, I was given a little sheet of paper which said, you will fly so-and-so, whether it's maybe three or four different types of aircraft in the same day. And that was terrific. And we never knew when we went in the morning to work where we would be going or what we would be flying. So there was no we went to the factories, wherever the factories were. And there were an awful lot of Spitfires made at Eastleigh, which is Southampton now. So we had a supply of Spitfires from there. But no, we flew different aeroplanes from different places to other different places. It was sometimes very difficult because the airfields were all camouflaged. And sometimes there were two or three, especially on the East Coast, two or three quite close together, and one had to find out which was the right one to land at.